This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you guys missed me trying to get JP to lock in a Bengals guaranteed week one win, and then him trying to get me to lock in a Browns week one win, if you missed that, the video is up. And at one point, I kind of start with the Kermit, where I'm like giving you the side eye on something.
Okay.
And at one point, when you absolutely lose your mind, I do just break into hysterics, and I just can't stop laughing and smiling because you just went for it today. That was a Bang Biscuit moment if I've ever seen one.
Bang Biscuit. Love to hear it. Yeah, it's fun. Odyssey Rewind, go back and listen to it. We're not going to redo it again right now, though.
Would you like to?
I feel like you're trying to get me to start it back up.
It'd be
like
a great time guarantee a Bengals win. Is all
what do you know? It's all I want to do for the rest of the night. All I want to do is yell about this game now. Okay.
That's kind of how I felt, actually, in fairness. That's how I felt yesterday when you and I got into the original. Like, this has been 2 days of haggling over what this game is going to be, but it started with me saying that if given the two extremes, the Browns win or the Bengals blow the Browns out, I would guarantee that the Browns win is the only likelihood there. But you and I had a great back and forth yesterday, mm-hmm. and that was the moment where I'm like, football's back. We're arguing about a real game. This is really happening. Let's do this.
I think that's it. We're just both really excited to actually have football's on our TV, and we got it tonight. We got it tomorrow. We got it Sunday. We got it Monday. Football's back. It's
now,
beautiful.
We have already talked about Ja'Marr Chase's stupid-ass comments, and which, again, if you missed it, he went in into the thing saying, I don't want to jump into the dog pound because I don't want to get stabbed, and then admitted he was trolling. There's something else I want to get to. This one actually came out at a Berea today, but Peter mm-hmm. in Eastlake, your thoughts on the Ja'Marr Chase trolling comment. What you got for us, buddy?
Good afternoon, Nikki Dobson, JP.
Good afternoon,
hello.
Buddy.
I mean, he's just an immature kid. I mean, he's still really young. He's just an immature kid. Are you really a troll if you have to say something and then immediately say, I'm just kidding, I'm a troll? Like, you know, you're just a dumb kid. Like, real trolls like Ocho Cinco and T.O., they just said stuff and didn't care. Like, Ja'Marr Chase had to retract right away because he didn't want a tongue lashing from the front office, from the head coach, from his quarterback. People like Ocho Cinco, those were the true trolls, and those were guys that I actually appreciated because they would talk smack, then they'd score a touchdown on you, then they'd jump in the dog pound, get the beer poured on them, and then take it like a champ and go back to the bench. So,
Peter, let me show you how dumb Ja'Marr Chase can be sometimes, okay? I just want to highlight it for you. Back in March, he made a comment about how now remember, he plays for the Bengals, makes a massive amount of money in Cincinnati, and was asked about Cincinnati in general. He's like, I don't like the food there. Like, who does that? Who's like, you just craps on the teams you play for and their city's food?
Yeah, guys that would like guarantee a Bengals win if they were on Cleveland radio.
He's just an immature kid. That's all that it is. He says dumb stuff, and then he might not even realize he's saying dumb stuff until he says it. And then who knows? I don't know. whatever. But let's all positive vibes. I can't believe JP doesn't want to lock in a Bengals loss.
Peter, I'm scared of Joe Burrow. I think I need a support group. I need a help group. I think it's a rational fear, but apparently it's not.
I would be more worried about Joe Burrow in Week 18 when the Bengals are vying for a playoff spot and we're not.
Mm, that's a good point. Both teams playing for something. That feels like something you want to guarantee. Peter, we appreciate you. Here's what I will say. What I love about that is, if you have to say that you're a troll 2 seconds after saying something,
it takes away the take.
Well, what it becomes is you can't handle the heat. That does make you look awfully safe.
I don't think he cares about the heat. He went after the Chiefs for like 3 years in a row. He went after Mahomes and the Chiefs and said all sorts of nonsense about that team and they're like, oh, they're going to use this as motivation. He's like, I'll put it in the locker myself.
Didn't he call it Burrowhead? Wasn't he the dodo that said that, or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, because that would be I don't remember if that was him or not. I don't.
But that would sound, now that we've heard how dumb he can sound,
that also would be too pro Joe Burrow, which the other weird part about Jamar Chase is that he kind of takes like every opportunity he can to kind of dismiss Joe Burrow, which is, it's like, it's a weird thing. Like even that 99 Madden rating that I've talked about, it's like, you should probably hype up this guy a little bit. That man just does not care.
Now, speaking of hyping up a bit, today the coordinator spoke. You guys have heard some of Jim Schwartz's audio in Meredith's 2020s all day long, but Bubba Ventrone, special teams coordinator, with the quote of the century, when he said today that he's seen a culture shift this offseason, and this is the quote, I see it amongst the whole building. I think everyone's holding everyone more accountable, which, may I just say, is a wild and maybe reckless thing to say before you've played any games of note.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what accountability he's talking about here.
I'm imagining that this is a subtle shot that they don't have to deal with the Deshaun distraction, and I think maybe Deshaun was somebody that had a different standard to him, like Deshaun, we had the reports with Miles previously.
Deshaun's still around the team, though. It's not as if like Deshaun's away from the building in any sort of way.
But there's no way he's still getting superstar treatment.
No, but he traveled with the team to all the preseason games. He's still working out at the facilities. Deshaun's still very much around the Browns.
The only other one I could think of is Myles Garrett, and I don't know how that would be provable in August either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No.
Especially because it sure seems like today might have been a vet day for Miles with a valid, but maybe not that valid, injury.
Well, so what's interesting to me is that the only people that really can be held accountable this upcoming season, it's not like Joe Flacco can't be held accountable. He's here until he isn't. He's here until he loses games and no longer has a spot. Like, name me the players, because the people that are accountable to me is only really, it's guys like Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. I can't come up with too many players outside of Miles that you mentioned where I'm like, oh, that person really has to take on accountability.
All right. So this is not me thinking this player has to be held accountable, but it's from what they've said and what they thought about him in the pre-draft process. Could this also be about Shedeur Sanders? and Shador being a teachable moment for the rest of the building, where they've made that guy earn.
It would be a weird comment if he's commenting on Shador in this moment.
Well, I'm just throwing out, like, I think last year was about Deshaun, and last year was about Miles. But how? I mean, there's no real way to hold Deshaun accountable if nobody cares about him. And by the way, Miles, you're not suddenly changing and becoming tough on Miles. And the only other guy who I think people are worried about being a distraction is Shador. That's just why I offered that up. Just trying to, like, how, at what point has Bubba been like, man, you know, in that one special teams meeting, we really got after it.
I mean, is he just talking about the kicker situation? Is that all that is?
I see. I think the point is, we're both like grasping at straws.
For a special teams guy, though, that is a big deal.
Well, but he's saying, and what I thought was interesting, he said, I see it amongst the whole building.
Yeah, I don't know how he gets there.
And it's like, I just, it's one of those things where if you end up, this is the typical thing that happens when coaches say stuff like this. If you end up being 10-7 and shock all the football world with CBS Sports saying your ceiling is a 5-win team, your floor is a 3-win team, this is something you can go back to and says, Bubba can say 15 weeks from now, I told you guys, more accountability. The problem is when everyone thinks you're a 3-5 win team or a 3-6 win team or a 5-7 win team, when you are 5-7 wins, or if you are a 5-win team, this will be something we remember 15 weeks from now as well.
Yeah, I wonder, like should we be holding more people, the veterans on the offensive line, accountable? Because no one really blames them for any sort of bad things that have happened with the Browns. And like, it's not because of bad play, it's just they just got injured. It's just odd. It's an odd comment to make right now.
I think there's a lot of aspirational thinking going on in Berea, and I don't mean this in a bad way. If you don't believe it, no one else will believe it. So the Browns have to believe it themselves, that they can be more than a 5.5-win team, which Vegas says they are, and so you have to talk like that. Now, the problem is that might have been what happened last year, and you ended up as a 3-win team.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is, we've got to reclaim the narrative. We've got to have a sense of urgency. We've got to be different than we were last year. So it's easy to just bash Bubba for this, and I have, and I will again. But I can understand if you're going for an aspirational line of thinking, and we're going to try and will. Well, it's what I said about the Eagles, where the Eagles keep telling it, oh, I didn't know the banner hangings on Thursday night. Oh, I had no idea. Oh, yeah, that was last year.
Oh, yeah, Jalen Hurts being like, I won't even wear the Super Bowl ring. I'll just put it away the moment I get it.
And so if it's real, that's power. If those guys really are, if they've all bought into 2024 is in the past and this is about 2025, the Eagles could be the rare team that can come back and run it back this year because they've got the talent to do it. But if it's aspirational, that's where you get into those cracks show very early, and I think that's where the truth will out with the Browns. If the Browns are really super competitive, and maybe they go 3-3 in these first six games, they shock the world, right? Well, we can look back on this and go, oh, they just believed it. Whereas if you end up 2-4 or 1-5 or 0-6 in those first six games, we're going to go, oh, you were just wishing, hoping, and dreaming.
Yeah, but even just believing it, it can only take you so far. You can have 53 Tony Robbins in the locker room, and it just the talent part of it will still outweigh it.
By the way, that would be awful. 52.
He's not a tiny 53. Guy.
Well, no, I just meant from the 53 motivational guys.
Yeah, you can.
You want like 4 motivational guys and 48 guys that need to be motivated.
Okay, maybe
fair.
Yeah, no, definitely fair. Yeah. But you could have the greatest of great 4 motivators in the locker room, and sometimes it just doesn't matter. Like you can actually have everything set up properly and set up the exact right way in order to have this whole thing humming. And if the talent isn't there, the talent isn't there. That's why we brought up Jamar Chase earlier in this segment. Jamar Chase is a goofball. He's an absolute clown in many, many ways. Continues to be, always has been. He should be what fractures a team. But he's so damn talented, it doesn't really matter and doesn't really fracture the team ever.
Okay, if we go to the extremes on this, which it's been a week of extremes, but if we go to committed team that believes in team, believes in the mission, and they're all on the same page, but they're light on talent, I will bet on that team instead of a ridiculously talented team that doesn't see the vision, that doesn't, like...
Sorry, but I think right now we got a team that's light on talent, and then it's a question mark as to whether or not they could be that first part.
I think that's fair, and I think that's what the first 6-7 games of the year are, proving that either Bubba was right or that Bubba was just thinking wishfully. 216-474-0092. Bubba Ventrone says he's already seen more accountability in the locker room this year What does that mean for you? And we got Cash Lovett coming up at 6:30 as every single Thursday. We're going to have him join us. We'll do a bit of a pick segment with him. But when we come back, it's still about the Eagles and the Chiefs in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.